I want to call your attention this morning to Proverbs chapter 5, the first two verses in our call to worship, where we read, "My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge." One of the things that this father, as he speaks to his son, is saying is, he said, listen, you've got to attend to my wisdom, and that means you have to bow your ear. Have you ever bowed your ear? That's kind of a unique expression that we find in the Old Testament of bowing the ear. In other words, it means to turn the ear and to listen more intently. As I've gotten older, I find myself doing that quite often. I went, what was that again? And my hearing is not as good as it used to be, and my mom and dad would probably say it was never very good. But we certainly have a tendency as we get older to kind of bow a little bit more and turn our heads so that we can hear what the person is saying. And that's the picture as a child. We desire for our young people to hearken, to listen to what we have to say. And what is the outcome? What is the desire and the purpose behind that? Verse 2 says, that thou mayest regard discretion. That idea of regard is a propensity within the heart to appreciate and to love and give attention to discretion. We live in a discretionless world. I mean, it is almost sickening to read the newspaper, to watch the news, and see the lack of discretion that is throughout our society, it's throughout our government, it's throughout our churches. I mean, just discretion, the ability to be able to think clearly and to act rightly and to do things decently and in order. That, folks, is something that's precious. And we want our children to grow up and to have, as it says here, that you may have a propensity to appreciate, that your heart will be leaning toward discretion, and that thy lips, what are our lips used for? Our speech, what we have to say, may keep knowledge. We live in the day and time of the second, third, fourth, fifth chance to get it right. I didn't mean to say that. We just blurt something out. Well, you know what discretion will do for you? It will stop the words here, and then an appreciation of knowledge and discretion will come, and then you'll say what you need to say rightly. And so we find here the psalmist, like, my son, attend to my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding. It happens when they're young. You want to see an adult that loves and appreciates discretion, whose lips speak forth knowledge? That's whenever they were younger, they listened to their parents. Listen to their parents. You know how important it is, mom and dad, that we teach our children to listen and to bow the ear to our knowledge and understanding? It means that later in life they will be a benefit and a blessing because they will follow and enjoy the testimony of the Word of God in their heart and life. And so as we draw near to the Lord this morning in our worship and our singing, as we seek to open the Word of God and to learn, I hope that we'll have our ears bowed to the Word. And I'm not just talking about the adults. I'm talking about every elementary student here, every child, every teenager, that you not sit in this service today with your brain just going all over the place, but rather bowing the ear to the testimony of the Word of God. It will make all the difference 10, 20, 30 years down the road if you bowed the ear to God's Word.